Show here on 101.5 UMFM, Canada's only campus-produced radio show that strictly talks hockey. Glad to have you with you, or to be out with you anyway. Glad to have everything going here tonight. We're live from Bell MTS Iceplex at the 2020 Female World Sports School Challenge. Live on location, which is kind of awesome because we rarely ever get out to do these kinds of things unless something big is going on. And this certainly is a big, big night and big, big day for a number of teams, including the team that we just watched play as the St. Mary's Academy Flames down the Rocky Mountain Raiders 2-1 in a very spirited, very entertaining game, to say the least. I have a couple of the players with me that we're going to talk to basically right away and get going on this. But we'll bring in the captain first. She was a pretty key player today, patrolling the defensive zone and certainly preventing pucks from getting by goaltender Megan Ralph. We want to bring in a Canada West player you'll see a lot of next year as she goes to Trinity Western. She'll become a Spartan next year in their first inaugural season. Happy to have with us Lainey Nichols. Lainey, how are you?
I'm doing very well, especially coming off that big win today.
Yeah, no doubt. That was a monster win. In your mind, how did the game go? What did you think of the game?
I think right coming out of the gates, we really pushed hard. We knew what we had to do going into it. You know, leading up to this, we had a good talk during practice in the dressing room. We knew what our goal was coming into it, and I think we executed.
You guys played well in the first period. No score after one period. Played well, 11-8 with the shots. I thought it was a fairly even period back and forth. Second period started. We started to see the physicality ramp up. Are you in favor of the physical play? Do you like the physical play? Is that something that we could use more of that in the game? What's your opinion on that?
Of course. I mean, it's hockey. Like, physicality is part of the game. And, you know, you've got to be prepared out there to take hits, give hits, and how you respond from them. They can be a big momentum changer in a game.
Now, we asked this about some of the players that we talked to from the Bisons, from other schools. Do you notice, especially playing in the Canadian Sports School Hockey League, do you notice going from province to province that penalties change from province to province, that a penalty in Manitoba may not be the same penalty or a penalty at all in a different province? Do you notice that?
Yes, I do notice that. It also depends a lot on the reffing and how they view the game and what precautions they take coming to hits. But, I mean, it's the game either way.
So, I mean, looking at your stats this season, you've had a pretty good season so far. You guys are doing all right. 8-7-0-0 in the female prep division in the Canadian Sports School Hockey League. 24 points, fourth place right now. You guys are hunting down a few teams. Obviously, this tournament has no bearing on that standing. You got one goal this season, though, Lainey. Who did you score against? Who did you light the lamp against?
I mean, it was NAX, and we ended up winning the game. But, I mean, it's always a team game, team spirit, whatever I can do to help.
You know what? Well, they're here at the tournament. Maybe you can light the lamp against them again here. Obviously, huge for this season in terms of everything that's going. But this tournament, I mean, you guys have played in it now a couple of years. You, obviously, Lainey, graduating this year, played in it at least 2 or 3 years now. Grown every year, bigger and bigger every year. Is it kind of cool to play all these different teams you never get to see?
Yeah, and it's neat to see different talent in all these countries coming from female hockey players. I think every year there's a new group of talent that just keeps growing because the female game of hockey keeps growing.
So looking at next year, first year that they'll ever have Canada West hockey at their school, Trinity Western getting ready, they're getting set, they've recruited a ton of players. We met a couple of your future teammates earlier in the season in Desi Weens and Jade Ridgewell when they were here for a showcase of the JWHL. You and teammate Kate Bumstead going to be heading out there in terms of getting everything going. What's your impression so far of how the team is being built? Are you excited for next year already?
I mean, I'm super excited. Of course, my focus is still on this team right now and doing the jobs that we need to do. But looking ahead in the future, I'm super excited to be part of the inaugural season and building a team.
We find that, and again, this is in no way any sort of criticism towards Trinity Western, although they're building a program. We find there's a lot of Manitobans that play for UBC as well as now Trinity Western. It's kind of like Manitoba Light when they come back to Winnipeg. Are you excited to you know, get a chance to come back and maybe beat up on the Bisons a little bit?
I mean, in a couple of years, I get to play against this girl, Ashley Keller, here, but I'll see what I can do against her.
I mean, we're talking about you getting a chance to come back, beat up on Shatirbach, beat up on Gregoire, beat up on Dennehy. I mean, there's a lot. You got your options here, so.
I mean, they're all amazing players, and I've been so honored to be able to play against them. So it'll be definitely a shift in dynamic playing against them, but I know that they can hold their own, and I'll do what I can against them.
As a defender, do you worry about what they can do to you in terms of their moves coming down on you?
I mean, I've seen Kate and Sarah dangle a few times and definitely around me a couple times. But, I mean, hopefully I'll be able to match their speed in the coming years.
Biggest thing you're excited about going into next season? Obviously, you get to travel to 10 different cities. Well, 9 different cities. You'll be in Langley anyway, who reportedly they're getting a new arena. So you'll be able to play in a new rink coming up fairly soon. But is there anything that excites you? Is there any city that you're like, I'm so excited to go play there?
I think it's just playing hockey at a different level next year that will be very exciting. You know, I've been fortunate enough to play in the CSSHL for the past 3 years, and I think just playing against different talent again from all over, which I'm excited about.
So, and I mean, this is kind of tough because, I mean, there's no real right answer or wrong answer to this, but I mean, you're the inaugural class for Canada West, for Trinity Western, and certainly that has all sorts of historical moments to it. Can we expect a Lainey Nichols goal as the first goal in Trinity Western history, or what?
I mean, coming off that one goal this season, I'll see what I can do next year as well, but hopefully I can just contribute any way I can to the team.
I'm pretty certain that after watching you out here today, there won't be any problem with you contributing. I mean, again, that's kind of the whole thing. But, I mean, as captain, I mean, obviously you're going in with a little bit of leadership coming out of St. Mary's here and knowing how to sort of, you know, lead a dressing room, lead a team on the ice. Bringing that together, bringing that next year to Trinity Western, I mean, again, I'm not coach. I can't say who's going to be captain, but our leadership alone, I mean, you should be able to really take control of the room and hopefully help everybody out that way, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it matters if you have a letter or if you don't. Any way you can be a leader that you can and just support your teammates. Like, I think having a positive attitude is the biggest thing, and going into every game with like knowing what you want to achieve and believing in yourself that you can achieve it is very important.
It sounds like you'll be playing in front of another goaltender from Manitoba in Jordan McCow, who playing for the Avros, and certainly, do you know Jordan? Have you?
Yeah, we go to school together.
Oh, so then you definitely do know her. Have you guys had a little powwow, a little meeting about what to expect for next? Like, hey, you gotta look out for me next year, Lainey. Can you help me out here?
I mean, I'll definitely try to protect her in front of the net whenever I can next season. But I'm very excited to be able to go to school with Kate and Jordan because they're both great girls and amazing hockey players.
So, I mean, obviously a lot of different teams that you've played here, a lot of crazy. What's your favorite memory so far playing hockey at St. Mary's?
It sounds cheesy, but I think it's just the girls that I meet. Like, every single season, the atmosphere is amazing in the room, and you seriously build your best friends here. These are girls that you're going to be with lifelong because of the experiences you have, the emotions that you go through in and out of a game. Like, these girls are my best friends.
We don't get a chance to do it a lot because he's fairly, you know, important guy and everything, but we're going to put you on the spot a little bit because he's right behind you. What's your favorite memory about Coach Larry Bumstead?
Well, I've been with Bummer for a few years. He coached me when I was younger, starting grade 7 at summer teams, but I think it's just Bummer has so much. This is so hard. He's sitting behind me.
He's not. He can't hear you. You're okay. You can't hear anything you're saying right now.
But I think just the fact that Bummer believes in us, and, you know, coaching girls hockey, you know, it's kind of a different dynamic than boys, but Bummer puts his whole faith in us. He knows what our full potential is, and he pushes us to reach that.
So, I mean, again, there's going to be a lot of reunions. There's a lot of players out there. Ashley McFadden's out in UBC. Holly Ruther's out in Calgary. A lot of reunions coming up for you in the next few years in terms of everything that's going on. Is there one player that's graduated that you're that you miss the most, that you're kind of going, oh, I got to get back and see her? Like, we had such good times together.
I think Sarah Dennehy and Kate Gregoire, who are at U of M, I mean, being able to play with them last 2 years, I've learned so much from them. I like to be a player and as a person. They're both great leaders on and off the ice, and I hope that I can be the kind of players that they are.
So we won't keep it too long. I know, you know, you don't want to be here all night because that would be terrible because then waste your entire evening. We're going to get you to pass the headset over to your teammate now as we get set to interview Ashley Keller. Ashley is in grade 11, so we won't get to see her next year, but in 2 years, we will get to see her on Manitoba ice as she has been recruited by the Bisons. Nice to have you here, Ashley. Nice to have somebody who's actually going to decide to stay in province. Just kidding, Lainey. You're not... not trying to rub that in or anything. In all seriousness, though, Ashley, having a great season so far. 7 goals, 7 assists, 14 points in 14 games. What's working for you so far this year? What's the trick in terms of finding the magic out there?
Well, I can't say it's just me that, you know, is getting all those goals and assists. Like, obviously, I have two great wingers that play with me. And
who are?
Amy Patrick and Chloe Alexiak as of right now.
Okay.
And, yeah, I got to definitely contribute lots of my success to them and just playing on a line with them. Yeah, they definitely make me better.
You were out there today for a lot of defensive zone faceoffs. I'm pretty sure Larry's got some good faith in you in terms of what you can do out there. You also were assigned the toughest check out there today as you were shadowing the leading scorer in the Alberta Hockey League. What's it like being sort of a, I'm going to say a 200-foot player, the sort of the two-way player that I think everybody's looking for out there? And I mean, there's not a lot of players that can do both sides of the puck as well as that anyway.
Well, actually, it wasn't me that was on that top player. It was Jesse Hayner.
No, you were out there a few times against her,
Yeah, a couple times when Jesse needed a break. Oh, okay. Bummer would send me out there.
All right, then.
But, yeah, no, I've always been taught that it's important to play both ways my whole life, and that's kind of been instilled in me since I was a young kid. So I just try and do my best out there and be a two-way player and help out in both ends as much as I can.
Your season so far in terms, I'm not going to ask you to, I mean, it's easy for Lainey to identify. I'm not going to ask you to list off the 7 schools you scored against. That's crazy, but, or however many goals against whatever schools, but in terms of anything that comes to mind this year, what's sort of been the highlight so far in the 14 games you have played so far?
Well, I'd have to say Stoney Creek is definitely one of, like, my favorite tournaments personally that we go to. It's super fun. Same with that tournament in Minnesota we go to. I think we always have fun at those tournaments, and it's a little different than just playing against our regular teams that, you know, we play during the league. So it's nice playing against some different competitions, and we always have fun out there.
Not sure who's listening. I don't know if anybody's listening. There could be zero people at their radios right now. But if there aren't, and there are a few people listening, you want to ramp up the rivalry between somebody, what school do you just don't like playing?
Probably POE. Yeah, we definitely have rivalry with them.
What makes the rivalry so good with Pursuit of Excellence?
Well, last year they were undefeated, so I think everyone in our league wanted to be that team.
Knock them off,
definitely get their first win against them. And we still want to continue that into this year as well and just try and beat them as much as possible, I think.
So in 2 years, you get to join the crowd from St. Mary's heading to Manitoba to play a little hockey. Thoughts on becoming sort of the middle of the room in terms of having like 10 of you on the team now?
Well, I think it will definitely be like an easy transition knowing so many people that are already in the program, and I know that like they'll support me and they'll bring me in and make me feel comfortable. So that's definitely something that like eases my worries going into university in the next level. So
you know you get to do this more, right? We have you guys on a lot, so be prepared. There's an entire rookie show that we do, so
awesome.
You'll get pulled in for a little bit of craziness that way.
Can't wait.
Obviously, this tournament's huge. Your second year, I guess, playing in it now in terms of getting going. Is there any game, any team that stands out from the last 2 years you played against? You're like, we want them again. I want to play against them again.
Yeah, well, last year we lost in the finals against Lloyd Minster, so obviously we kind of want to redeem ourselves this year. So if we got the chance to play them, I think we definitely want to win that game.
So you're telling me there's going to be another gold medal final between you two? Is that all the marbles this year again?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, that's good. That's fair. What did you think of the physical game today? Because it kind of got pretty crazy, especially towards the end. I mean, there was some pushing, some shoving, some swipes taken at each other. Are you in favor of the physical play, or is it kind of one of those things where it's like, yeah, I could do without it, whatever?
No, like, I'm totally for it. Like, I think people don't often think that there's that much physicality in girls' hockey just because there is no body checking, but, like, there is, and it's a part of the game, and you need to be able to kind of just accept that and be able, you know, like Lainey said, take hits and give hits. And, yeah, no, I'm totally for it.
I noticed, and I said this a couple times on the broadcast, their goaltender liked to you guys would fly by and she would be on the ice. And I'm not saying here, negative, positive, whatever she's trying to do, draw the penalty, whatever. Do you guys see that on the ice? You're like, oh, get up. Like, come on. Seriously?
I mean, a little bit, but no, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything against that goalie. She played a great game. She made some great saves.
Yeah, take nothing away from her. She did, but
yeah,
flat on her back 2 or 3 times in the game. And we were like, did she even get touched on that? Like, what happened there?
Yeah, a couple times. But honestly, there's nothing you can do about that. So kind of just got to move on from it and play your game.
So this tournament, I mean, and again, I'll put it on the line here. This tournament basically is a no-lose tournament. If you lose, you're probably not playing for a medal,
yeah,
which is a tough way to go into it. Knowing that you have to play above and beyond in terms of where you guys are playing. Like, is this like the tournament that you guys get ready? I mean, obviously playoffs are important and you guys want to go into playoffs ready, but is this the tournament where you're like, let's go?
No, this is definitely the tournament that I think we look forward to the most throughout our season. Just because, you know, we get to play at home in front of all our friends and our family. We want to make them proud, and there's so much effort that goes into this tournament. So we want to make all the volunteers proud and just honestly just go out there and do our best.
Best so far, 2-1. Obviously, score still up on the scoreboard, which is awesome to see. But a couple of tough games tomorrow, especially in the evening game. Westman coming in, they're a fairly good team this year. They will battle hard, and we know that from seeing, or at least I know that from seeing them play at least this season. Do you guys got any scouting on them? Anything that you know that you're getting ready for?
We don't have too much scouting, but like, we know what we have to do.
Talk to Larry about that in the next half hour. Don't worry.
Yeah. No, we've had lots of discussions about what we need to do in order to be successful in this tournament. So I think everyone knows what role they need to play, and we just need to go out there and not overthink it and just do what we do best and just play the game.
So same thing for you. Same question for you that we asked Lainey, and he's not here anymore. I don't know where he went, but favorite Larry Bumstead moment?
I mean, I've only really had, I guess I've had almost 2 years with him now, but I can't really say there's one moment overall that's the best moment. Sorry. But Larry is honestly, he's one of the best coaches I've ever had. He has such a big heart for all of us, and he cares about us so much. And he will honestly do anything for us to have success.
Speaking about doing anything to have success, the young lady to your right, obviously a big part of that is she's the captain. What's it been like playing underneath Lainey Nichols for the last couple of years?
Lainey is awesome. She is such a great captain to all of us. She's one of those people that pushes us just to be better overall. You know, when we have downs, she's there to pick us right back up, and she's shaking her head beside me, but no, she's awesome, and she's a really big part of our success as a team, I think, and just the attitude in our dressing room.
Last question, because we don't want to keep you guys all night. You guys got things to do and better places to be than an empty hockey rink right now. In terms of getting ready for tomorrow, in terms of getting ready for the rest of the season, what's the outlook? Are we talking about obviously winning the tournament? That's huge. But what does the rest of the season look like in terms for you guys, in terms of moving up the standings and or maybe winning the Canadian Sports School Hockey League?
Yeah, I think we kind of just need
to regroup a little bit because we had had some difficulties in the past. We were on a losing streak, but I think we're going to come back from that. And, you know, we've had lots of discussion as a team of, like, what we need to do. And I have all the confidence in us girls that we're going to do that, and we're going to work, you know, 10 times harder in practice and just 10 times harder off the ice, and we're going to push ourselves to hopefully win our league.
Well, based upon the results from today, looking at how you guys played today, I'm pretty certain that if you play like that, pretty good chance, because it looked like a good game today for you guys. You made some great plays out there, obviously took advantage of a mistake or two, but at the end of the day, win's a win's a win, and that's all that matters at the end of the day. So congratulations on the win today, ladies. Best of luck going into tomorrow's games, and we're looking forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, no, not a problem at all. We are more than happy to have you guys, and glad to get to meet you guys. Lainey, I know you're not going to be around Winnipeg much next year, but when you do come back, stop by the broadcast area where we are between the benches, and we'll talk to you then.
For sure.
All right, that's great. Ashley, best of luck for the rest of this year. We'll probably see you again in this tournament next year, and we'll see you at Manitoba in a couple years.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks, guys. So there are Lainey Nichols and Ashley Keller from the St. Mary's Academy Flames. And we are going to take a momentary break while we wait for Larry to come back. I don't know where he went, but he's decided to... Oh, he's probably out there talking. It looks like he's out there talking. I see him in the concourse, right? No, that's not him. That's somebody else. But I'm like, he's probably out there talking somewhere. Anyway, thanks, guys. Have a good night. As Lainey and Ashley make their way out. I will go into a couple of things that we were talking about earlier today in terms of the tournament, because there have been some updates. There have been some games that have been played, so I will update everybody as to what's going on with that, just so everybody is aware of what's happening. Earlier today, at noon, 12 o'clock, the tournament kicked off. Opening ceremonies happened, and everything went down from there. First game of the day, though, featured the Winnipeg Avros against the Red Deer Sutter Fund Chiefs from the Alberta Hockey League. Winnipeg Avros did end up winning 5-1 in that game. As you might have heard, it was a very good day for Manitoba in terms of the games out on the ice here, because a lot of Manitoba teams did win. From there, St. Mary's Academy Rocky Mountain Raiders did get into a bit of a battle here, 2-1, as I had mentioned. The ladies did end up winning, which is a huge win for them, because again, if you lose in this tournament, it's almost impossible to find yourself in a medal game. From there, Eastman Selects played the Pilot Mound Buffaloes. Again, two Manitoba teams, which isn't too bad, but Eastman Selects came out and absolutely walloped Pilot Mound in a 5-0 shutout in that game. The Westman Wildcats played the Vancouver Island Seals in the other pool game that the St. Mary's Academy Flames will see, both those teams tomorrow. Wildcats ended up beating the Seals 6-3 in that game. And the Winnipeg Ice all over the Thompson Okanagan Lakers by the same score, 6-3. So a good day had by all if you're the Manitoba contingent out here. Again, the only team that lost to Manitoba today was Pilot Mound, who found themselves up against another Manitoba team. As of going on right now, the Lloydminster Steelers, the defending champions, defending gold medalists, are playing the Minnesota Ice Cougars, one of the only American team in the tournament this year from the U.S. Ice Cougars are actually an interesting team. They have a number of cool sort of little features about them. Their assistant coach, though, was a teammate of Venla Hovi, who played with the Finnish national team. We'll talk about her in a second, as Coach Bumstead now making his way over as we get everything going here for him. There we are, Coach. You can hear me? You can get everything going?
Yeah.
There we go. You can hear? You're good?
I'm good to hear.
You can hear?
Yeah.
Good. Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, with us now, St. Mary's Academy Flames head coach and pretty much, coach of the year every year we talk to him. Does all sorts of work around the iceplex here, doing some high intensity and high proficiency training. You're involved with a pile of different stuff in Hockey Manitoba. You're again, coach extraordinaire. Ladies and gentlemen, Larry Bumstead. How are you, Larry? How is everything going?
I'm doing well.
Good,
yeah.
Good. Big game today, obviously. We were talking to the girls about it. 2-1 victory. What were your thoughts on the game? Because it started out as a hockey game, kind of turned into a bit of a war at the end of the game.
Well, you know what? You got two teams like played there today. It was a game that, at the very first part of the game, everybody was just testing each other. And the coaches were watching and the players were playing, and you knew that nobody wanted to make a mistake. And then all of a sudden, you know, the rub started. The players started putting a little bit more jam in their stride, and then it was just going back and forth. Like you saw, I think the first 12 minutes, the shots were 3-3.
Yeah, it was back and forth, right, and up and down the ice, just not a lot of shots. But
no,
yeah,
everybody kept everybody outside, both teams. And you know what? Hats off to Alberta, right? Like the team that we played, they were a very, very skilled team. They were hard to play against, and you know, it was a fun game to coach, and it was a fun game for the girls to play.
Again, I was impressed by a couple of the goals. Again, and I'm not taking it away from the two goals that were scored. Chloe Alexiak had the great game winner. Obviously, Hilderman with the goal to start everything off, to get everything going. But that goal by Ingram that she scored on Megan Ralph, I'll take nothing away. That's an incredible shot. Like you said, I mean, Rocky Mountain had some players. Benko, who's going to Mount Royal next year, she's the leading scorer. Her and Borbiandi are the two leading scorers in the Alberta League. You guys had your hands full today in terms of a very good team. You came away with the victory. So
yeah, no,
kudos to you guys.
It was good. And like you said, that shot right on the ice, you know, it was placed right there.
And
you
just know, inside the post. It was perfectly placed. Yeah,
it was. And yeah, and you know that number 9 and number 17, for sure, they're tremendous players.
Right? Yeah. I immensely enjoyed the game today. It was fantastic hockey to watch. We were talking to the girls, to Laney and to Ashley, and we, you know, what do you guys expect tomorrow? What are you going to know about the teams tomorrow? And they said they don't really get a lot of scouting from you. Are you not a big late girls? Here's what we have to do to prepare for this team, or do you just sort of give them the task? You know, minutes. You know, not minutes, I guess, but you know, dressing room beforehand. Go out and focus on this player. This is what we want to do.
Yeah. Well, I think with us, we have to focus on what we do. As you take a look at our roster, we have some veteran players. Yeah. You know, like Laney and Keller. There, we have some veteran players. And we want to make sure that they don't get worked up, the younger players, as well as the veterans. We don't want to make sure they don't get worked up on who they're playing. What we have to do is we have to worry about ourselves, okay? Yep. You know, like, we're a big puck possession team. We want to make sure that we're moving a puck. We want to make sure we're making right decisions at the right time, and put your work boots on. You know, we got to have our A game every time, and we're going to win games by committee. You know, you take a look at our stats. You know, the girls, there's we don't have a... You know, a girl that's running away with goals and assists, right? You take a look at the effort the girls make and how they stick together. Yeah. And that's our game. So we have to do it that way. But at the same time, just prior to game, you know, I have some notes on some different things. We talk about it, you know, what we want to do and how we want to have success and go from there.
Excellent work on the penalty kill today. You guys didn't give up a power play goal. Had a penalty penalized, I think, 4 or 5 times in the game.
Yep.
Again, I will point out one player. Hainer was fantastic out there.
Yeah.
Looks like she might be, you know, again, I don't know, she, you know, what grade she's in. I never did the, never took a look at her at the graduation year or anything like that. But she looks like she's ready to go for next level hockey.
Well, she's grade 11. She's got another year. Her and Keller back. But I'm just going to tell you this: is that you got a girl that plays here right now at U of M. Okay, her name is Katie Chatterbrook. Her nickname for me was the Owl. And guess what? She was killing every penalty that we had. And you know what? I've got Hainer here now. So it's pretty cool to see. You know, we had Katie. Now we got Hainer. And, you know, they were my two go-to girls. I've got a couple other girls like Stitt and them and Amy and them that kill penalties for me as well. But, I mean, you hit it on the head. Hainer, her 0 to 5 steps, it's just like now. It goes, right? And we're really excited for her future. And she's an amazing student. You know,
oh, fantastic! Yeah,
like
better
an
than
amazing
that.
Student, yeah. And so whoever lands her is going to have a great person, going to have a great academic career, and she's going to be a very good hockey player. So,
that's awesome to hear. Because yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, still everybody's student athlete. The most important word comes first before the second one.
100%.
Student athlete.
Yeah.
So the fact that she's just as good in the classroom as she is on the ice is testament to how much work she's put in both situations. So good on her. Obviously, this tournament has grown over the years. It's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, better and better and better. We see incredible teams come up, incredible teams come in from all sorts of different locations.
Yeah.
I mean, you've obviously been around since you know, near the start, if not
the very beginning.
And certainly, 8 years ago, you were. But looking at how this has grown and how it's, I mean, we were talking about it upstairs in the hospitality room. You know, I got pictures from the second one where, you know, Hallie Krzaniak's, you know, a young kid playing on the Edge team, and you go, oh my God, I don't even remember, like, that's crazy that she was there. Yeah. But the number and the talent and just the sheer numbers of great players that have come through this tournament, is astounding. And I think, I mean, as a credit to both, you know, your program and the school, St. Mary's Academy, this tournament has turned into the event every year, every sort of, you know, late January, early February on the hockey calendar for a lot of these teams now.
Yeah, it is. And you know what we have? We started with eight teams. And then we decided a few years ago that, you know what, we want to make this a real spectacular event. And, you know, we crawl, then we walk, then we run, right? We're not going to get any bigger. We're going to keep it at 16 teams because, yeah, as you see, you got the banquet. You got all these other things. You got the guest speaker. You want to be able to communicate, talk to the coaches, and the coaches get an opportunity. The players aren't, they're here to play hockey, but at the same time, you want to make sure that they have time to rest and perform at their best. So, yeah, and the volunteers here, like, you know, our SMA girls' families that are here volunteering, the school itself, okay, what they did and how they stepped forward. True North, you know, being a presenting sponsor here, right, yeah, once again, and then, yep, all the other sponsorships that come in, because you can't do this. You
no,
can't
absolutely
do it without,
not, yeah.
You know, you take a look at the entry fee, it doesn't cost. It doesn't cover the stuff that
no,
we do.
Yeah.
And you know what? With them and the alumni that come back, I'm taking a look here. I've got parents that their girls played 4 or 5 years ago. They're here volunteering. You know, Sister Susan's here. It just goes on and on and on. So it's pretty cool.
I mean, we see teams come back, you know, year after year, teams that we recognize that we go, oh, they were here last year. Yeah. Oh, they were here a couple of years, you know. But, I mean, to see some of the gold medalists come, see Lloyd Minster come,
yes,
back, for example, defend,
yeah,
their gold medal. To,
yeah,
see, you know, a team like Thunder Bay keep coming back,
yes,
year after year after year.
Yeah.
And they, I mean, they don't even have a league they play in. They're just exclusively sort of,
yep,
this built to travel, built to,
yeah,
built to play team.
Yeah.
To see these teams sort of circle this on their calendar and go, that we're going no matter what happens.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, again, it's the event, I think, that and not because of, again, the hockey's great, and don't get me wrong, but like you said, the people are go out of their way for the teams and for the players, for the coaches.
Yeah.
You know, the effort that's put in behind the scenes that you get, just,
yeah,
incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I don't even see half of it because,
yeah,
I mean I'm just on the outside, but,
yeah,
I get here,
yeah,
and immediately when you get here, you're welcome with open arms. Everybody loves it. So I can't say enough good things. I think more people should come out and check it out. I mean,
yeah,
I know you guys got the big game tomorrow, the True North feature game tomorrow,
yep,
against,
yep,
West Man.
Yeah.
Are we expecting a full house tomorrow? Do you know?
Well, you know what? I think there's going to be a lot of people here, but hey, you know what? I'm not going ahead of myself. We have a game tomorrow morning
that
as well.
That is true, yes.
Right?
Yep.
So, and then, you know what? I'll gladly come back here and we can talk about tomorrow night.
Okay,
tomorrow night.
Okay. We will hold off on that then.
Yeah.
That's,
you know,
fair.
But you're right. It's a community effort. It's really interesting. We have these little junior hosts. They're going to be out here at the banner night wearing jerseys and stuff like that. Some of the players are playing on SMA right now were junior hosts. Some of the players that playing for the Avros were junior hosts. You know, that, yeah, is a neat thing. Some of the players, there's a player, I think, for the ice, same thing, right? So that is the coolest thing. These girls now, they've seen it. They were in a dress room and they were lifting sticks and filling water bottles. Now they're actually playing.
Now they're the ones having their sticks carried now, which,
yeah,
is kind of cool. Looking at sort of bigger picture, I mean, obviously you said not expanding 16 teams where you're going to be at. Last year, teams from Anchorage. Last year, you know,
yep,
years before that, few extra teams from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Is it an idea to get as many Canadian teams, or is it just we want the best of the best of the best to come,
yeah,
here and play?
Well, you know, like Anchorage is, you know, obviously they have geographic issues, right, as,
yep,
far as travel, though, as
yep,
and as well as players, like how many girls they have. Like we talked to one of the coaches or one of the managers, I can't remember, back earlier in the year and said, you know, we want to come back. But this isn't the time to come. You know, they,
right,
got a young team. So, you know, we had Ancaster last year, and, you know, it's a big travel budget for them. So, you know, it's, you know, with that, Gentry is here. They, they're no longer a program,
right, yeah,
I believe. I,
yep,
you know, don't want to be quoted on that, but I know the coach is moved on. So, yeah, it's what we want to make sure is we try to get – because we have four pools, we try to get like a team. Like if you take a look at the four Manitoba teams, like,
yeah,
AAA, not Pilot Mount, not,
right,
St.
Yeah,
Mary's.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So we have Eastman, we have the Avros, we have the Ice, right, and Westman. We put them all in separate pools.
Right.
Right. We did the,
yep,
same thing with the Alberta teams.
Yep.
Right. So we put them in separate pools, and then you know when the crossover happens, it happens. But I mean, you want to play different competition, and so you know this tournament was actually sold out at the end of October.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, and we actually sold out earlier, but the monies actually came in,
right? Yeah.
Right? So
yeah,
we had a waiting list for teams to come in, and we decided as a steering committee, you know, we don't want to get any bigger because we want to just keep it where everybody's enjoying themselves, everybody's,
right,
having a great time, and then the competition's there, right?
So, I mean, I'm going to throw this out there. Like, you guys don't take into, I mean, it's whoever first come, first serve, or is it, because, again, I mean, there are some teams that, understandably don't have the best records in their own
right.
sort of leagues right now.
Right.
The team you play tomorrow, for example, struggling this season.
Yeah.
But in saying that, is it first come first serve, or are you just going, you know what, we're happy just with these teams? Like, these teams are solid teams. They're good people. We want them to come back. I mean, obviously you want them to come back every
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
But like, how do you encourage the waiting list people to get in earlier next year to beat out some of these other teams that may, again, that's the question, right? I mean, is it a best of the best, or is it kind of just whoever signs up first?
Well, first of all, it's hockey, right? And and whether a team's struggling or not, they bring their A game,
right,
they can
absolutely,
win.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right? Just take a
yep.
look at the National Hockey League.
Absolutely,
right?
I agree.
So, you know, everybody talks about teams, and, you know, with that, like Lloydminster last year, they were the defending champions last year. They're here again this year. Do they have a same type of squad? They're obviously, girls have moved on. Same as us, we're silver. You know, we have a different team. Yeah. So you really don't know when these teams register in September and October.
Right. You have no
right,
idea.
They're
yeah.
just starting out. So and you know what, as far as the teams first come, first serve, it is that way. And, you know, but in Manitoba here, we want to share. Like, we had Central Plains in here last
yep.
year,
yep.
right? And other teams are more than welcome to come, you know, with this tournament as well. So we don't say, okay, it's always going to be the same four Manitoba teams. Right?
So essentially it can rotate through if you get, I mean, again, first come, first serve. But, like, if a team is on the waiting list for a couple of years, do you go,
for sure,
maybe we'll bump them in.
100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because as far as I'm concerned, they say, okay, we're going to come back next. We want to come next year. We can't get in
yeah.
this year. Well, yeah.
Yeah. That's good then.
You know, you want to create that, give everybody an opportunity to play in this, right?
Well, and there's that buzz then
yeah.
that you create as
for
well
sure
about the tournament.
Is.
So, yeah.
For sure
yeah.
it is. You know, yeah, it's an elite program. But, I mean, we don't have to look at it where, okay, you're not in. You know, I think that's wrong. I think everybody should have the opportunity to come and play,
yep.
come and experience it. But at the same time, we're only going to get so big.
So we talked to Lainey and we talked to Ashley and
yeah.
got their favorite moments about, you know, working for you and playing for you and certainly learning from you. Favorite Lainey Nichols moment you have that we can, not so much, you know, laugh about, but certainly just one where you go, you know what, that's why that kid's special.
Well, the famous Lainey Nichols. Well, when you're sitting there watching her and playing in Detroit, Joe Louis Arena. Okay, two benches are side by side. If you're the old Joe Louis Arena, the penalty box on the opposite side. She gets the penalty, right? And I wasn't sure if she was okay. And next thing you know what, thumbs up, big, 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 big smile, right? that's a typical Lainey, right? She hits something or she gets something. She just has a perma-grin on all the time. And some people look at her and go, like, what are you laughing at? What are you smiling at? But if you watch her in a game, you know, girls coming down on her, whatever, she has that beautiful smile and she does. And whether she's in the box, whether she's playing, whether it's a goal, just watch her, right? It's that smile.
It's that grin
yeah.
that she's got. And what about Ashley? A favorite sort of, I mean, she hasn't been there as long, but favorite sort of.
How about
Ashley
mannerism?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, well, ever watch her score a goal?
I have not. I've seen.
Okay, watch her when she scores
a
goal.
I've heard rumors.
Oh,
so.
It's the greatest. Yeah, I scored a goal. It's not like dancing, jumping up and down. It's just like, don't bring any attention to me.
It's the most humble goal ever.
She's a very humble player, and she's a great player. And you know what? She's a sponge. She really, really is. And she wants to learn. She wants to be better. She asks questions. But when she has success, she looks around at other people that gave her that success.
Well, and I mean, the reason I bring them up and the reason I sort of joke a little bit about them is that, I mean, obviously you've got memories that go back, you know, 8 years with this tournament,
yeah.
you know, as long as you've been around with the program itself. But, I mean, the number of girls that have graduated out of your school into post-secondary education, post-secondary playing is phenomenal. Like, there's
35.
Yeah, I mean, and the number just continues to grow. And
yeah.
that's the impressive part is that it doesn't stop with one or it doesn't stop with two
no.
per year. Like, this year you're sending, I mean, there's seven girls on your roster that have been recruited.
Correct.
I mean, that's an incredible number when you consider that, you know, you're not playing with, you know, a full 22. You're playing with a little bit less than that.
Right.
Half your roster is going to post-secondary.
Correct.
Like, how, obviously tons of pride in the work, you know, the work you're doing to get those girls there.
Right.
But, I mean, how big has it been to get, you know, that recognition in terms of recruiting, in terms of having other girls come in terms of just growing your program? Because it seems like, you know, when anybody ever talks about the programs in Manitoba, first first words off, first names that come off is always going to be, you know, either yours or Balmoral Hall across the city when it comes to anything out of Winnipeg. Like, right. Nobody talks about any of the other programs.
Right.
First and foremost, it's, yeah, St. Mary's Academy, or, yeah, it's Balmoral Hall, just because they have an affiliation to them. So.
Yeah, well, I just take a look around. I've been around in hockey a long time, and I take a look at all the AAA teams.
Yep.
Okay, all those AAA teams are great players. There's great coaches there, and I don't think a parent can make a mistake either way.
No,
okay,
no.
For you, choose what's best for your family.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, you take a look at the Arrows, how many girls they got post-secondary.
Yep.
The Ice, you know, Eastman, Westman. You know, they've had tremendous recruiting years, and they have girls coming in here. The question you asked is, with St. Mary's, you know, with that, if you're coming just for the hockey to St. Mary's, you're coming for the wrong reason.
That's okay? A good point. Yep.
You have to embrace the education, because no different than a AAA team. The AAA teams, they don't practice during school.
Right.
We don't practice during school. You know, we travel. Yeah, we have to miss school. Yeah, the AAA teams miss school. One thing what we're very, very proud of with St. Mary's is our academics. Okay. They really make sure the girls are prepared when they leave. And you can say that about any school.
Yeah,
but I
sure.
can't really speak about that because I don't see it because I'm not involved.
Right.
But when I see, you know, I have a Christmas wish every year, okay, with St. Mary's. And they go, okay, hold it back, Bummer. Hold it back. You know, we got this, we got that, right? So we work together. And at the end of the day, it's best for the girls.
Right.
Right. So when they leave St. Mary's, the coaches and that know that academically they're going to be very, very strong. Take a look at Sarah Denny, Kate Gregware, Katie
right.
Chatterbrook,
right? Yep.
The girls, they continue going to Cole McGlennon, who's a captain for you.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
She was one of our first girls ever
yep.
to get Jordy Zacharias.
Yep.
Right. You know, now Jordy's your fifth year, right?
Captain of the Bisons
yeah.
as well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And Nicole McLennan, she's now a phys ed teacher at St. Mary's, right?
Right.
So, I mean, and other programs have the same thing. But, I mean, you're asking me. And so I really think it's the academics that really spell it out. That and the coaches have confidence in seeing, knowing that they're not going to have a girl that won't be able to succeed
yeah.
In her second or third year.
Well, I mean, again, we talk about this a lot at the university level. Again, student-athlete, the most important word comes first. And like you said, the education part,
yep.
it has to be the most important part, because at the end of the day, I mean, you always hear the old expression, end of the day, if you don't have your education, you got nothing.
That's right.
That's exactly, I mean, your hockey career can be over, and I don't wish that on anyone, but your hockey career can be over like that.
Yeah.
And the education will be the most important part of your life at that point.
And you know what? And that's the beauty of U-Sport. It really is, okay? And U-Sport is, you know, like you said, academics are so, so important, and then athlete next, right? And so, and that's basically what it is, like St. Mary's.
And I mean, we see it here. I mean, again, and I'm just basing it on, you know, the girls that we know, you know, Nicole and obviously
yeah.
Jordy and obviously, you know,
Sarah
Katie
Kate.
And Sarah and
yeah.
Kate and
yeah.
now, you know, Lainey and knowing Ashley a little bit. I mean, everybody's so well-spoken. So, you know, they, I mean, that's the thing is, I mean, again, I know all schools work to do this, obviously churning out great character people. But,
for sure.
but the people that are coming out of your program, I can certainly, you know, attest to
yeah.
great, great people that are coming
yeah.
out of your program as well, Larry. So,
yeah.
I mean, on behalf of what we do on the radio side of it, thank you, because it makes it so easy to talk to them.
Well, thank you. And you know what? It's really nice. And I encourage anybody to come out and watch some really good female hockey. You know, it's great. Like you said, the coaches and that. And, you know, you see these athletes around, whatever team they're from or whatever, you see them talking to little girls, right? You know, it goes right from the Manitoba teams to I just saw a team that was here last year, Thunder Bay,
yep.
talking to their junior hosts.
Yep.
Right? I think that's the coolest thing, right? She recognized them, the coach recognized them and said, hey, how's it going? You know, just prior before I got into radio. I mean, that stuff there, that's what you want.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff that kids, especially the younger kids anyway, they remember that and won't come back again next year.
Oh, for sure.
So that's huge.
Yeah.
Obviously, big night on Saturday as well.
Yes.
You guys got the big banquet going.
Yeah.
Happy to know that Dwayne Green, a gentleman we had on the show as well from the True North Foundation, coming
yeah.
on to talk a little bit about that.
Yes.
Obviously, a player coming back as well. I mean, what do you remember about Randy?
Well, Randy Marcone, right? Had a heck of a SMA career. You know, it was when she played for us, and then she went on to Quinnipiac for 4 years there. She was assistant captain there as well. We're really looking forward. I'm looking forward to see. I see Randy around a lot. Now she's finishing up her education degree. And she's going to be a teacher. Yeah,
that's
and,
awesome.
And so her sister played in this tournament last year, and she's moved on. I believe she's in York. I'm not 100% sure where she went. Tessa,
I can find out. I'm pretty quickly.
So she's there. But I mean, So Randy's going to be here. She's going to be her MC. Okay, and she'll probably talk a little bit about being in this tournament, right?
Yeah,
and then
for sure.
Dwayne Green from, like you said, the True North Youth Foundation. Very excited to see him. We talked about an educator, right?
Yep.
He's an ex-teacher, right? And he moved over to True North and being part of that. So, I think it's going to be a very exciting night. It really is. And it's all here upstairs in the press box, right? And
first time you guys have had it here, right?
No, last year we had it and it was a full house. It was packed
house.
Right.
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was, Rod Black was here talking. So,
right. Rod was here.
It was great. Yeah.
I wasn't at the one last year. I'm going to attend this year. I think it's an outstanding setup. Give us your thoughts. What's the layout like? What's the food like up there? Is it good enough to make it a regular occurrence up
all
there
you gotta
for people?
Do is just, all you got to do is just talk to the teams.
There you go.
And then talk to the Jets. Leonard, Red Seal Chef.
Yeah.
He cooks for the Jets. He cooks for the Moose. So
right
you know
on.
What? Who are we to say these?
You know you're getting good
girls,
food
right?
then.
And so the Jets are fussy. The Moose are fussy. And guess what? The girls are probably more fussy, right? So. Right? So I think we're good.
I'm not going to make a comment about that. There might be some listening that'll come back and hurt me.
That's
so.
Okay. I have all the confidence in the world in Leonard. We just had flames in the kitchen up there. What that is that the girls last weekend cooked for all the parents.
Oh, right on.
Right. And so they get back to the parents.
Yep.
And, with that, so Leonard was up there and had him going. And, he's an amazing man.
That's
so,
fantastic.
Yeah.
That I would have liked to see. That probably would have been a more entertaining event than some of the hockey that we've seen, out of some of these games. The girls in the kitchen there would have been
flames in the kitchen. Yeah,
that would have been pretty impressive.
We had an audio
set of
show.
Set of hands
we had an audio show. We had everything. We had the we had a chef. We had four shorter cooks.
Oh,
we had a hostess. We had a video girl. We had all dishwashers. The whole works.
Oh, we need to do more of that. We need to get video of that for next. You guys,
I'll tell you what.
On.
Next year, I'll tell you what. You can come in. I'll
we might have to do that.
You do that, and you can do.
I
it
would
live.
Gladly come in and take a look at that. That sounds like a great idea.
Might have to bring some alumni back and get them in there as well.
Count me in then. I'm coming in because that sounds like it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Looking at everything that's going forward then, I mean, obviously you guys got a few games still to play. Westman tomorrow night, but Vancouver Island, again, from what the girls said, you guys, you don't really tell them much about what's going on with the team.
Tell
and
you
that's
much
okay. No, and that's okay. I'm not going to ask about that, about what's going on. But looking at the way that some of these teams play, and I asked the girls this as well, do you find, and again, because you play across Canada, you play all over the place, do you find that penalties in Manitoba are different than penalties in other provinces? And the reason I ask is that we see that at the U Sports level, and there's been some questions as to, we need some sort of overview maybe, some sort of person that overlooks the entire setup and make sure that penalties are standardized across the board. Is that something that maybe is needed even at the sports school level, that there needs to be more of a standardization of penalties that go to province, it's the same in every, a hook's a hook, a slash is a slash, a trip is a trip, no matter where you go.
Well, you know what, I think, well, first of all, referees have
they have a hard job.
It's the hardest job there is. And I can say on behalf of ourselves, we have Danielle McCurry here, she's head, right, and she does a tremendous job.
Yep.
We had a coaches meeting, and she actually talked about that. Rishi talked about the contact, she talked about the stick thing. So, girls will retaliate. It's a split second decision on the referee.
Sure.
Like, we get in here, do I agree with everything? It doesn't matter. They're doing their job.
Right.
Yeah, they're not picking on any other team.
No, and we're
and
not.
You know what? Yeah. And it's just the fact that it's a fast game, right? And with U Sport, and I really believe that Hockey Canada and the referees, they're trying to, they're trying to standardize everything. But it's difficult because you got different personalities.
Right. Totally. Right?
And then another thing too, which you got to look at is, you got a grade 9 playing against grade 12. So all of a sudden that grade 12 bumps into that grade 9, looks like it's a vicious and she falls hard. Right. No, seriously. Right.
Did
the referee make the right call? Yeah. In his or her eyes.
From his view, it's different from your view.
Eyes,
I agree with that.
And so you got to watch, and
from
and it's
view.
No different. And how about the times when they don't call a penalty, right? So you kind of look at it that way. So I would not want to be a ref. But what I really, really like about this tournament and what Danielle does is that the refs talk to the girls.
See, and that's always helps.
You,
yeah.
I'm just telling anybody here right now, well, watch them, how they talk to the girls. And we, you know what? The communication with the coaches. Yeah. And we talked about that upstairs.
Yep.
Right? We talked about that. Danielle said, you know what? Let's get dialogue going. Let's talk. And there's certain times when we can ask questions, but we don't want to delay the game. So, yeah.
And we saw the little powwows out there. The referees were doing a good job explaining calls and explaining why things happen. Yep. We noticed that, you know, there was some good communication when you had a question. Yep. They were over talking to Rocky Mountain right away as well. Yep. Again, we're not picking on the refs, just more of a question.
Yeah,
of,
and I think
is there a way to standardize it? Do you
and
want to
I
be
think
standard?
They are. Yeah. They really are. And you know, the provinces work together because all the rules are the same whatever province you go to.
Well, I mean at the end of the day, it's always gonna be one of those, like you said, split second, subjective. Yeah. Is that a penalty or not? Yeah. What does it look like to you on your side compared to what I see on my side?
For sure.
I get that in terms of the way it's set up. So we asked Ashley jokingly, although she gave a fairly serious answer about it. Is there one school, one city, one place playing this season that you're like, you know what, circle that on the count, that's the team we want to go after this year? Or is it everybody? Is everybody just a target for you guys this year? You want to come out on top?
Well, you want to play different teams.
Yep.
Right? When you play different teams, then what happens, it keeps you sharp. Right? You don't get tendencies. You know, so when you... With ourselves, we like to travel. You know, at the same time, we play in our league. You know, it's an eight-team league. We play each other. This year, it's an unbalanced schedule. We play everybody four times, and then there's in our division, we have a conference.
Yep.
Two conferences in our conference, we play four, and then outside of conference, we play three.
Yep.
You know, next year it could change. So you know, you don't get to play them often, right? But four is enough. Right, you don't want to play anymore. When you go down to the tournaments down in Southern Ontario, or you go to tournaments in the States or out west or whatever, you like to play against different teams, play exhibition games. You know, we play the Arrows, we play BH, yep. You know, we play Eastman, you know, we play all different teams, and it's great. So, you know, it's really important to play different competition. It's important to travel to get seen by different coaches, different schools. And I think really if you talk to all the girls, they probably will say it's great playing different teams.
Ashley gave a pretty straight answer that she wants to play Lloydminster again. So
there you go.
She wants revenge from last year.
Well,
she said,
you know,
so.
That's great. That's great. Well, you know what, you guys, that's why we have a great player here, and you guys are going to get a great one.
I love it. So, she got a little bit of fire in her. She's like, no, we want to meet them again. We want revenge.
There
so,
you go.
There you go. I like the answer from Ashley.
Okay, so now, all right, that's good. Okay.
We'll see what happens in the next couple days.
This is a conversation right now.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see what happens the next couple days. We're not putting the cart before the horse here, but we'll figure that out. If there's one thing, and again, people may not be aware of the tournament, they may not understand there's a tournament out here going on, they may not, you know what, it's just girls hockey. Why should people come and see this tournament? I can say for certain, if they miss this afternoon's game, they already missed the beauty of a game, but why should people come out and see this tournament? What is the one thing, the one compelling factor that would make you want to come to this tournament if you were kind of like, yeah, I'm on the fence, I don't really know?
What boys do, girls do better.
I love it. Great answer. And you know what? I can say that this afternoon's game, if the rest of the tournament is anything like this afternoon's game, we're in for a heck of a tournament for the rest of this weekend.
Yeah.
Because that was one of the most entertaining games I've seen this. And again, we call the university games for the Bisons. That was one of the most entertaining games that I've seen all year. So
that's awesome.
Kudos to you guys. Kudos to the Raiders, because it was absolutely off the charts in terms of the way you guys played.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun game.
Larry, we won't keep you too long. I know we're just about getting ready to wrap up here on the show.
Yep.
Again, anything you want to promote before we go? Anything you want to throw out there?
Hey, just come on out and watch girls hockey. We play all day tomorrow. Everybody plays two games.
Yep.
Right? We start at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
And we go right through to 8 o'clock in the evening, I believe.
Fill the rink tomorrow night for the feature game, the True North feature game between you guys and the Westman Wildcats.
Yeah.
Let's fill the rink.
And you know what's really neat? On the other rink, we have two other Manitoba teams playing as well.
That's true, yeah.
So you know what? So you got some hometown ground. You've got two teams from Manitoba playing at four teams from Manitoba playing at exactly the same time.
And the crazy thing is, Manitoba had a pretty good first day here.
They had
four teams won, and I mean, we're talking about, you know, could be an all-Manitoba final coming up.
Yeah, never know. Yeah.
Could be, depending on what's going on. Yeah. But Larry, cannot thank you enough for doing this. Cannot thank you enough for sitting down and talking to us. We gladly will see everybody coming out, hopefully in the next day or two, to come see some hockey.
Yeah.
Tickets are $5 at the door, $30 for a tournament pass. Come on out.
Yeah.
Runs all weekend long, Friday, Saturday. Yep. Saturday will go to about 3 o'clock, only because, again, there's the banquet in the evening. And then Sunday, gold medal game is at 10, bronze medal at 9:15. Yep. So we want to see everybody out, want to see everybody come down and check out some hockey, check out some really good hockey for all the future stars of U Sports and NCAA. So, and kudos to you, sir, because you got a pile of them on your team. So,
well, thank you very much, and thank you for what you do. Come here every year. It's great for the girls.
I love coming here. I will not lie. It is an honor to be here every year because I get to see some of the best hockey in that Manitoba has to. That the world has to offer, right here in Manitoba, which is fantastic. So,
thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, let Larry get out of here. He's got a pile of stuff to get to tonight in terms of getting things done. We're almost done here. We got a couple of minutes left here on the show. I'm just going to run through a few housekeeping details for the tournament, so you will be able to find some of the greatest hockey here. Again, we start at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Thanks again, Larry. Larry's off. There he goes. We start at 8 a.m. tomorrow. It's going to be an early morning for everybody, so get your butt out of bed early if you're listening to this program. 8 a.m., Pilot Mountain Buffaloes and Edmonton Pandas will be on this very station on the second stream. So make sure you're tuning in at that point. You either go to the Female World Sports School Challenge website or you can go to umfm.com, click on the second stream and hear that. Later in the morning, the Northern Alberta Extreme will play against the Winnipeg Ice, one of our Manitoba teams right here. And certainly, if you're going to tune in a little bit later, there will be an alternate link on the Female World Sports School Challenge. Bison Men's Hockey tomorrow will be live on the second stream. As we always know, the Bisons do get a pretty good nod from us in terms of looking after everything. Bisons will get the nod tomorrow night. So starting at 4:30, there will be a special link on the Female World Sports School Challenge site that will lead you to the Red Deer Sutter Chiefs and Lloydminster Steelers. That's going to be a huge all-Alberta battle. Those teams play each other in the Alberta Junior League, Alberta Female Midget Hockey League, as they go toe-to-toe, nose-to-nose tomorrow night. And then in the feature game, in the True North feature game tomorrow night, St. Mary's Academy Flames and Westman Wildcats will also be on that alternate stream that we'll have set up exclusively through the Female World Sports School Challenge website. So you want to make sure you head over at 4:30 for the 4:30 and the 7 p.m. games to the Female World Sports School Challenge website, because that's where you'll catch all of the action on Friday night. Saturday, we'll be back at 8:30 a.m., the 15th place consolation game, which is always a little bit slow in the morning on Saturday for two teams playing for 15th and 16th place in the tournament. But it's usually can be pretty exciting at that point. 15th place consolation game will happen at 8:30 in the morning on Saturday. It'll be followed by the semifinal at 11 a.m. Again, all of this will be on the second stream and on the Female World Sports School Challenge website. The semifinal that happens will be will determine who goes to the gold medal, who goes to the bronze medal games. So you want to tune in for that at 11 a.m. on Saturday. And then at 1:30 will be the ninth place game. That will also be on the second stream and or the Female World Sports School Challenge website. So that's good to see. And then 10 a.m. on Sunday, February 2nd, we will have the gold medal game at 10 a.m. live on the UMFM second stream and the Female World Sports School Challenge website. All of that will happen over the next couple of days. We are happy to have you along here at the Hockey Show. Again, get your butt down to the Iceplex, to the Bell MTS Iceplex. Catch some of the best hockey action you'll see for the under-18, the under-19 level hockey here in Manitoba and certainly from across Canada into the U.S. A lot of great players that are out here. With that, we are out for another week, folks. I am Teebs. We will catch you in about 10 minutes if you're going to stay on here on the second stream. In about 10 minutes, we will have the game between the Pandas and the Thunder Bay Queens, Edmonton Pandas and Thunder Bay Queens. So stay tuned here if you want. We're going to basically cut out of the show here and then get right into the game, get ready for the action there. With that, we are out here for another week, folks. Thanks for tuning in here on the Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM.